Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 21st, 2023. It is 3:30 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am going to be joined right now by our friends from the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. We have conductor Keith Olson with us on the phone. Good morning, Keith.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you with us, Keith. Thanks so much for joining us. And we have in studio with us Priscilla Kite. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. Nice. And our good friend, Mary Beth Rokas.
Hi.
Mary Beth, it's been too long. Good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate you all right out the gate. First off, for putting up with me and hanging out with us for a couple of minutes here. But more importantly, what you do for our community. Greatly appreciate it. Celebrating the arts, promoting the arts is something we really champion around here. And you guys are some of the people that we put right at the top of the list that we want so much to be able to talk about and share information and share what you guys do. So thank you very much for the time and appreciate what you do. First, let's go ahead round robin here and let's have you guys introduce yourselves and what you do with the band. I mentioned Keith is the conductor, so I took that from Keith. He doesn't even get to say what he does. Keith, that's not all you do though, right? You're a bit of scheduling and some other things as well?
The music director position does, I have to program the entire summer, all the music. Thankfully, my wife is Jean Olson, the band director at Lincoln High School. She's also very, very helpful. I bounce ideas off from her for it all the time. We have to track down players and make sure all the chairs are filled. This year has not been a problem. We have a band of about 68, I think, at last count. At last night's concert, we actually had to kind of shift the band on the stage and be a little off center to be able to fit everybody on the stage. So that's one of the challenges. So, so there's a lot that goes into being the director of the band. Mostly I get to just wave my arms up in front of a really great group of people, and they make me look really, really good.
I appreciate the details there, Keith, because I think that we hear conductor and then we just kind of move on. That's a position that I have such a respect for, and I appreciate what you in particular do at this level of all the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff to get things set up and the things that you mentioned there. So I appreciate that, Keith. Thank you. Priscilla, how about you? What is your place with this band, with the band?
Well, for many years, I have played flute in the flute section. I think about 1989 is when I first joined the band. Don Cheeseborough was the director at that time. And it's just been a highlight of the summer for our family. Our parents would always look forward to the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when we separated from the city payroll, I was a part of the group that said, okay, we need to form our own leaders and have been on the board on and off since that time.
That's great. How long have you been playing flute?
Since high school.
Yeah.
Junior high. Yeah. So a lot of years.
Is it, we don't need to get into that. None of us want that. But is it is something that you still find the same passion for? You still enjoy just as much as when you were in high school?
I really enjoy the city band experience.
Yeah, good to hear. Good to hear. Thank you for that, Priscilla. Appreciate it. Mary Beth, what don't you do? what would you mind telling us your place with the band?
Well, I've been the band assistant for, I think, 8 years, maybe. I think this. And I help get their sponsors and the ads and help with the promotion and do the programs and just there. I enjoy the people.
Yeah.
Really. It's great. It's fun.
And we appreciate the work that you do there and being a part of things and enjoying that. When it comes to the shows, when it comes to the concerts, I want to mention that there, of course, is fun, music, ice cream. This is a really good opportunity. And it's these concerts, and all except for one of them, pretty much, or two of them, I should say, take place over Robinson Park. We'll get into those details a little bit more before we let you guys go today. But when it comes to the shows themselves, let's take this one coming up on June 27th at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. This is going to be combined with the 132nd Army Guard Band. So with the amount of time that you get to rehearse in these things, and we'll get to that in a moment too, how does that change things with adding this to the band, Keith?
I don't know that it changes a lot. Our schedule is going to stay kind of the same. We'll rehearse our portion of the concert as usual. It's an amazing group of musicians because we rehearse just an hour and a half or so before the concert starts, or 2 hours, I guess. And then we put on a concert, and then we put that music away, and the following week we start something new. So
impressive.
So with the guard band coming in, we will rehearse our pieces after they've had a chance to set up and rehearse prior to us. And then we'll put the two bands together, and we're going to do a combined piece. Our normal closer is America the Beautiful, an arrangement by Carmen Dragon. And they're going to join us on that closer. So that's really the only change there, is that the program for us is shortened up a little bit for Tuesday upcoming. And then having the guard musicians around us. They're some of the best musicians in the country. Go ahead.
I didn't want to cut you off because you were going on to something there. They are some of the best musicians in the country.
Yeah, well, the sponsors for that show next week are TCR, which is a local company, and Waterworks and Light. And TCR actually has one of the owners is an alum of the 132nd Army Guard Band. And a very good friend of mine from college. And then the other owner is also a very good friend of mine from college and is a vet. And so this was really important for us when they contacted us and said, you know, would we be able to come and split a concert with you? The answer wasn't necessarily, you know, we'll see or we'll try and make it work. It was yes, and we will find someone to sponsor this. And I knew right away TCR would be on board with that. So I know the caliber of musicians that were in this group because I had the fortune of playing with a number of them in college when they were members of the band. So I know a lot of alum from that group.
I appreciate that, Keith. So you again, the next concert you'll have after that one will be July 4th, special concert, 7 o'clock at the Centralia Center downtown, special 4th of July concert. We talk about this every year, Keith. What can we expect from this year's show?
Just, you know, more of what we do on the 4th of July every year, lots of Americana, lots of pieces outlining the history, big Americana band pieces, of course, ending with Stars and Stripes. And I think this is one of the favorite concerts of many of the band members because we do get to play so much really great, truly American music. So,
any Living in America from James Brown? Any of that? I'm just kidding.
that one was left off the concert this year. We were not able to find a decent enough arrangement of that. So.
That's a good call. good idea by you guys. That's a good one. That's a fun one. We look forward to that every year. Actually, we just had Mayor Shane Blazer in with us, and the three of us were discussing this. A great thing that you guys bring to the table every 4th of July. We're so excited about it this year. It's going to be a really good 4th. July 11th, got a 7:30 show at Robinson Park. July 18th, 7:30. July 25th, 7:30. Every Tuesday, those three consecutive Tuesdays, you'll be able to check out shows. Keith, is the music this year that you guys are playing, I imagine, a little bit different. Anything really interesting that you want to let the audience know about? Or kind of what, if you've taken in the Wisconsin Rapid City Band before, we encourage you to do it again because you're going to enjoy the show.
Yeah, when I took over the band, Don Cheesebro and Bob Kaiser had kind of a rotation of music, and we've left that kind of in place. So there's literally boxes of music on like a 3 or 4 year rotation that we look at every 3 or 4 years, and we pull some music out and we put some new stuff in. Again, my wife has wonderful input, and many of the band members come up with suggestions of tunes that we should do throughout the year. One of our board members likes to buy things on eBay, and he'll buy band arrangements and things. He plays piccolo in the group, and he's actually going to be playing a solo with the band this year, a piece that he purchased. for the band and donated. And our concert on, I don't have my calendar in front of me. Did you say the 27th?
June 27th, I have you guys with the 132nd Army Guard. Nope. July 25th?
Nope. That's the one, July 25th. That is our theme concert for the year, and that is, we went with a Legends and Heroes theme this year. And so we're actually opening the show with a piece by a Wisconsin composer, Pierre LaPlante, that is called Legends and Heroes. And then we have all kinds of different pieces that outline various legends. One of the pieces that the audience might not know, but I think they'll find very interesting, is called The Witch and the Saint. And it's about, it outlines a pair of twin sisters that kind of go in opposite directions. And the, what else is on that concert? We purchased a new arrangement of Fanfare for the Common Man, because I think everybody is a hero. And a new piece by, I think it's Paul Lavender, an arrangement of Wonder Woman. So
that's a fun one. Well,
yeah, so a lot of movie music based around different legends and or heroes. So it's going to be a good concert. That one will be fun.
Things wrap up for the season on August 1st at 7:30 at Robinson Park with a dance concert. This is going to feature the Swing Doctors. That sounds like a fun idea. How did this come about?
Well, a number of the Swing Doctors play in the group. I was a founding member of that group and continue to play bass trombone with them. And one of the members that it was in both groups decided that we should sponsor a concert, a city band concert. So the group became a sponsor. And then a couple of years after that, I think right after I took over the band, we decided to have the Swing Doctors come and play on that concert. Because the swing music is something that's much more appropriately played in that 17-piece swing band atmosphere than with a concert band. So we do some dance music with the city band, polkas and waltzes and maybe a swing tune or two, and then the Swing Doctors come up on stage. So the Swing Doctors not only sponsor the concert for that night, but then they come and play. So it's always a good time, and it's been a couple of years since we've been able to have them together kind of post-pandemic.
That's going to be a really fun show. Great way to wrap up the season. Looking forward to that. Keith Olson, conductor, speaking right there for us. Priscilla, if you wouldn't mind, I'm curious to know, when you get to play for your home city, your area, your neighbors and stuff, it has to bring a different meaning to it than maybe just performing, for maybe you're in school when you did or these other things. Does it bring that? Because it seems to me when I watch you guys or when I think about the work that you're doing, that it brings a little added bonus to it, a little bit more deeper meaning when you get to perform for your town.
It feels so much like we're part of the community, and having friends and family and multiple ages at the concert in a very relaxed venue is just extremely fun, which I think it brings a different audience because of the kind of music, the venue. We love playing outside. I'm involved in all kinds of formal music settings. Mm-hmm. And we do wonderful music, but it's a very informal setting. Yeah. So people can come and go, bring a picnic and eat, bring your rocking chair and sit and read while you're in the concert. Children playing at the playground in the background.
And the young people coming out to dance now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of the multiple age groups that the band hosts in its group, we have 15-year-olds, a couple of 15-year-olds this year, and we have several folks who are over 80 that are playing with the group. So it's a rare occasion that brings all of those ages together in a common purpose. And just all of that together just feels like it's our city being together.
Yeah, yeah. It really, it's part of the reason why I love promoting you guys so much is exactly what you were touching on there right there, Priscilla, is there are so few things. I can't even think of anything off the top of my head that brings where you'll find 15 and 80-year-olds not only around each other and hanging out, but enjoying the time together, sharing stories and information, certainly about music, but who knows about what else? That is such a unique opportunity for people.
I'm so passionate about the age group thing, too, because our culture in general has moved into separate groups mm-hmm. for a long time. You know, teenagers yeah. do this, yeah. middle-aged people do this, old people do this, and we're all there together loving it and liking each other mm-hmm. and liking the music from all these different eras, yeah. liking our conductor and... And Keith and Gene really do a great job. What you didn't say is how many hours go into just even organizing the music for each concert. It's crazy. There's with 60 some of us, that's a folder for every person. And we do, 12 pieces or something like that every week. That's a lot of organizing. So thank you, Keith.
My one issue with Keith is his humbleness. Every year he joins me, I try to get him to do exactly that, Priscilla. Give me the details. Give me all the how much time and energy him and his wife put into this. And he's just too humble about it, which we do appreciate about you, Keith, in all seriousness. And do appreciate the time. Mary Beth, a similar question for you. I know you're not playing in the band, but you are an integral part of it. You help things go, flow, move. It's got to have a little bit of a deeper meaning, I imagine, for you being able to do this for your city for a nonprofit that does such good work in the community.
Well, it's been a joy, actually. And I'm so pleased this year for 7 concerts, we have 15 sponsors, which is unreal. And everybody is so receptive to putting ads in. And it's just it's a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, yeah. Keith, Priscilla, I'll ask you both this question. When it comes to the rehearsals, how often do you guys get to rehearse? And is it, I don't know if it's ever enough time, but do you feel good after you leave the rehearsals? Because I imagine you don't get a chance to rehearse as often as you might like to. How often do you? And how do you feel after rehearsal? What's the feeling like? Priscilla, I'll start with you.
Well, we have an hour and a half to rehearse for each concert. Mm. And sometimes, in all honesty, there are a few sections that I wish we could rehearse more than we do. Mm-hmm. But somehow between the reading through rehearsal and the concert, we're ready for
comes
that
together.
Concert. Almost
yeah.
always. Mm-hmm.
Keith, certainly we understand how often you get to rehearse now, but how do you, as the conductor, how do you feel coming out of those rehearsals, not just given the amount of time you have, but how much you care about this?
Well, like Priscilla said, there are times that you walk away from that initial hour and a half and you think there's probably 16 or 20 measures that I should cut out of this and we should try and find a cut somewhere. Because it's just, you know, we needed more time. And Priscilla hit it right on the head when she said, somehow, miraculously, we are ready. I would say in that 95% of the time. And it's always amazing to me how well those musicians pull that stuff together. The thing that's missing for me personally from my current schedule is just time to do a little bit more score study to kind of know the score a little better and to help the musicians out. But they oftentimes do make me look better than I am. So it's really cool. It's so rewarding to do. I can't imagine not doing it. So
nobody here agrees with you, Keith. No, nobody here agrees with you. Everybody's countering what you're saying. But we do agree with the rehearsal part. And I bring it up because I as a performer myself, I know how integral rehearsal is for me as an actor. Even doing a job like this, I rehearse, I practice and everything. And I still get on the air nervous and unsure sometimes. And I get in the middle of a segment or something and I forget where I am or anything. I do remember being in the city band at East and at Lincoln, or the city band, but the band's in school. And how much time we got to do those things and how you could still feel nervous and pressure when you're going out there, let alone with what you guys do and the rehearsal time you have and how it does always come together. I like the audience to know a little bit about how the sausage is made, and it gives them a little more appreciation for the work that you guys are doing out there. And it also screams of a lot more, as nerve-wracking as it can be, it's kind of fun to walk on that tightrope sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's kind of fun to be out there without a net and just kind of relying on your fellow musicians. It also speaks to the chemistry that is so very important with a band, that somehow you guys just knock out the park every year. You don't get this rehearsal time. You have new members every year. And yet every year it sounds like you guys have been playing together for decades. I find that very, very unique and interesting, Keith. And I imagine that a lot of that has to do with people wanting to work together, people finding the right people, and the chemistry that gets built just from wanting to build that chemistry.
Yeah, the group of people that I was fortunate enough to inherit, the core group of the band is really important to us as a band and to me as a conductor, section leaders and whatnot, just playing their way through things to help the newer or the younger members kind of stay on track while they're playing. I'm really impressed with the high school students that we have. We've got students that are from Lincoln High School, from Assumption, from Nakusa. I don't know if we've got any Port kids this year, but we have in the past. And I think it's such a valuable experience for them to sit next to these people that do sit down. They read something once, they sit down and they play it for an audience. It is a very different experience from what they get in their high school band, where you rehearse for, days and weeks on end before a performance and polish things up. Knowing how to do that playing impromptu for an audience is, I think, an important skill as for a musician. And I think because there have been people in the band for many years that have done that, they started out learning to do that. And we have just continued, especially post-pandemic, where we went to the one night rehearsal and concert thing right at Robinson. That's been a wonderful change, I think. I think it keeps things very, very fresh for us. None of the music gets stale at some point. You never dread doing something. So it's been a really cool experience, and I hope we continue doing it that way.
We're speaking with the members of the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, along with conductor Keith Olson. And I usually start off these conversations with the history of an organization or the history of a nonprofit. I did it a little bit differently today, and I'll fill you guys in on why in a moment. But Keith, would you mind telling us a little bit about the history of the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, which is celebrating its 160th birthday this year? It's 160 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, that blew me away when I found that out a few years ago when we celebrated 150, that the band in one way, shape, or form had been around that long and played continually. Mary Beth can probably correct me, but I believe the pandemic year was the only year in 160 years that the band didn't perform at some point during the summer under the moniker of Wisconsin Rapid City Band. So, It's been really exciting to be part of that and to continue that growing. The lineage of conductors for me personally is also really, really cool for me to follow in the footsteps of people like Wally Ives going back to the 50s and Don Cheesebro and Bob Kaiser. I'm sure there's one in there that I'm forgetting. So Mary Beth, again, jump in if there's a name I'm missing, or Priscilla. But to be able to follow those gentlemen that did that, it's been really a highlight of my musical career. So
yeah,
I really, really enjoyed that.
Appreciate that, Keith. And I love the mentions to Mr. Cheeseborough. I have to call him Mr. Cheeseborough because he was my music teacher. So even though he's not been for decades, I still have to call him that. But I do appreciate him taking the time with me like he did. He's a very patient guy, very helpful, hands-on kind of learner. I wouldn't have learned trumpet and cornet without it. And it's one of my favorite things my favorite things I've done with myself is playing those instruments. Mary Beth, can we talk a little bit about how 160 years, that's a long time.
Well, it certainly is. And I came across a picture of the city band in 1879. And there's a lot of familiar names in there. And the picture is in our program book.
Yeah.
But there's the Schnabel, mm-hmm. who was the director at the time. There's Filio, mm-hmm. Lyons. I mean, familiar names around the community. And so it's just worth it getting our program book to see this.
Yes,
so.
Yes. And get that program book. Get to these shows, everybody. Support this band. Support local. It's all important. And the reason I wanted to wait to bring this up is because this is thanks to, obviously, the community members that take out of their day to be a part of this band and to share their skills with us. But certainly the backers and donations and support that we receive,
yes.
The attendance. Want to encourage people to continue to donate, continue to help out with the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, which entertains all of us. It's one of the better investments you can make. They're able to do the work that they do thanks to all of you out there, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys and your time. If people have follow-up questions, Keith, if they want to know more about the band, we encourage them to go to wrcityband.org. That's the band's website. Otherwise, can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they could get a hold of me. I don't know if my phone number is in the program or not. But yeah, they could phone or text. Probably the easiest way though is through Facebook. To find our Facebook page, and then you can just send a message through Messenger, either myself or James Zabel, the president of the board, typically answer those within a day or two if you have a question. So that's really the easiest way to do it and to ensure that you're gonna get some response.
Do me a favor and say hi to James for me. And you all do me a favor out there. Get to these shows. Next one's June 27th, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. This one is going to be combined with the 132nd Army Guard Band. That is going to be a really great show. Let's give them a good crowd. Let's fill up Robinson Park and make sure that they have a great time. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be out. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.